A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Lamed Gimel, Baba Basra 33a, pagination is 65. We'll start midway on the page, added two dots. The first word on the line is Bahadaihu, and then we begin. Karive de Rav Idi Bar Oven, there was a relative of Rav Idi Bar Oven, Shachiv, who passed away, Vishavak Dikla, and left a fruit-bearing tree, a palm tree, and it's going to go to the closest relative, and apparently this person who passed on did not have any easy identifiable relatives, and Rav Idi Bar Oven was known as a relative, and he wanted to inherit the field, the tree. Rav Idi Bar Oven Omar Anoka Rivnatfei, Rav Idi Bar Oven lodged his position that I'm the closest relative. Osahu Gavra, a different person, came, Omar Anoka Rivnatfei, and said, a closer relative. At that point, Rashbam explains, we don't know how to paskin the Shaila. No one is coming with evidence. And therefore, it was a status of Kol Da'olim Gvar, whoever is stronger gets it. We just can't step in without evidence. And one approach to Kol Da'olim Gvar, whoever stronger wins, is the assumption that whoever knows that they really own it reliably is going to put forth more effort and is going to end up with it. In other words, it's not just we're washing our hands of it. There is a bit of a strategy, assuming that the people themselves know, and the person who knows he's in the right will feel more wronged, and he'll stand up better, and the other person who knows he's wrong will back off when he realizes this is getting messy, even though no one has any true evidence. What happened was, after this other person was on the field with this tree, Lesof Odilei De'iu Karev Tfei. At the end, he ended up admitting that Rav Idi Bar Oven is really the closer relative. Not clear if it makes a difference to us why he's coming to this conclusion of admitting. Is he admitting because he found out new information? Is he admitting because he was a liar all along? And it doesn't seem that any of this information came through in a cross-examination, because we'll see in a moment, these things actually would make a big difference if they could be put on the table. He yields the tree. That's it. He yields it to Rav Idi Bar Oven. And what appeared to be was he was admitting that Rav Idi Bar Oven was a closer relative. And therefore, Ukmo Rav Chisda Bidei, Rav Chisda said that the tree goes to Rav Idi Bar Oven. Omale, Rav Idi Bar Oven continued and said, Lehada li piri da'ocha me'ahu yoma ad hashta, now that we're making this right, so let him give me the fruit that he's been eating from the beginning until now, because in retrospect, that's all stolen goods. Now, it would be interesting to know whether Rav Idi Bar Oven was literally asking for every last penny, so to speak, or would he agree that the person should be paid like a sharecropper, like a some sort of worker. We have a concept of Yorid Lesoch Chavero Shalo Berishus. If a person enters someone else's property without permission and does the work which needs to be done, that he could demand payment. If that would be a factor over here at all, just throwing that out as a consideration. But certainly, the peiros, the fruit, Rav Idi Bar Oven says, was supposed to go to me, he should pay me for them. Omar, Rav Chisda responded, Zeu she'omrim alav adam gadol hu. This is the person that people say is a great man? What kind of argument is that? Aman kasamich mar. Who are you relying on that you're getting the field? Ahai, because of his admission. Otherwise, you were stuck without it at all. Haka omar da'ana mikaravna tfei. He says that he is a closer relative. And Rashbam explains that until now he said he was a closer relative. And Rav Chisda held that even now when he yields the tree, it's not because you're a closer relative, but because he's giving you the tree, midaito, as a gift. Afal pi shelo zachisa bo min adin, the last words of Rashbam on the page, even though you really don't deserve it according to the letter of the law, he feels badly for you. So you can't go for the kill and ask for the fruit too. He's giving you the gift from now moving forward. According to this approach, it's quite clear that it was not new evidence or a true admission that Rav Chisda saw in this man's behavior, but rather a gift. The Gemara concludes, however, Abaye and Rava lo sevira hu had Rav Chisda. Abaye and Rava do not agree with Rav Chisda's conclusion. Of course, the tree goes to Rav Yehudi bar Oven based on this man's say-so, but in addition, Rav Yehudi bar Oven can collect the fruit, kevan de odi odi, because once he's admitted, he's agreed that the tree really belongs to Rav Yehudi bar Oven as the closest relative, and the result of that admission is that he's going to have to pay back the fruit of those years. It's interesting that Rashbam, about 9 lines up from the bottom of the Rashbams on Amud Aleph where we began, says Lesof at the end of Shana Oshin Asayim, a year or two. We are in the Perek of Cheskas Habatim, that Chazakas are 3 years. It would be curious to know what would happen. Is Rashbam trying to infer that if the person would be there for 3 years, he would have some sort of chazaka, which is something that would need to be contemplated? Because if we know how the person got on, and now he's admitting that he doesn't belong there, it doesn't matter how many years he's there. That would be a chazaka she'ein imataina, a chazaka that has no claim with it, and wouldn't make a difference if he has a chazaka. Again, it would be interesting to know why Rashbam brings in Shana Oshin Asayim, a year or two, seemingly coming to exclude the eventuality of a 3-year situation. Now, this is the approach of the Rashbam, that what happened was Odi, the man, admitted. And Rav Chisda is reading into that admission a less than full-fledged admission, more of a gift. And Abaye Varava are maintaining that we take it at face value, it's an admission, and the fruit are included in the ramifications. There is another approach in this Gemara, and this is brought by Tosfos, that it was not an admission that brought the tree to Rav Yehudi, but rather, Lesof Aisi Sahadi, I'm reading from Tosfos about 12 lines up at the end of the line, at the end, Rav Yehudi was able to bring witnesses that he was a Karov, that he was a relative. And the other person, we don't have any evidence at all if he's a relative. So even though they're not proving that he's the closer relative, but he's the only one with any evidence to put on the table. And therefore, Rav Chisda said, Rav Yehudi bar Oven does get the tree, but did not see the fruit to be something that Rav Yehudi should get, because the only way we know that the man ate is because he's admitting, and the man is still maintaining that he's the closer relative. So even though we will step in because he has no evidence at all that he's a relative, but we can't step in to the point of taking away the fruit that we only know about because of his own admission and take that away from him because we're really not so definitive that Rav Edi is the closer relative, and therefore the person would still have a migu that he claims, believe me that I ate and I am the closer relative, with a migu that I could have claimed that I didn't eat at all. This approach is codified in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Lamed Tes Seif Dalid, where the Mechaber writes that initially it was called the Olam Gevar, whoever stronger gets it. However, if we later get witnesses, Shahu Karov, that one of them is a relative, and we do not have any evidence about the other person, Motzia Mizeh Shegovar, we take it away from the one who was stronger and grabbed it, Shu Safi Karov, because we don't know if he's a relative at all. For Echad Karov Vadai, and the one who is known to be a relative will get the field. If it's a case where these witnesses are saying testimony that he is a closer relative, then Tzarech Lachso Kol Peres She'ochal, he would have to return even the fruit, even if we only know that he ate because of his own admission, because at that point he no longer has a migu that he claims, I ate, but I'm the closer relative. We have witnesses that you're not the closer relative, and at that point he would have to return the fruit based on his admission. But again, going back to our scenario, if we have a case where they're only saying that he is a relative, but they don't know if he's the closer relative, then we have to consider the positions of Rav Chisda and Abaya and Rava that are found in our Gemara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.